Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
A podcast network.
And welcome to
Confused and Filthy
Nerds.
What is happening?
I just thought, okay, so we were like, let's go live on the intro right away, and I just thought it would be really it's like just an inside joke to fuck with our producers. I just wanted to stare at the camera panicked. If you're listening to this, we go live on YouTube now. We're not seeing your fucking comments, because if you want to be in the front row with us reading your comments, you've got to join us. You know where. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. And by the way, thank you for the people who have left reviews on the podcast app. We got some new ones. You're listening. We want more. Get over there. Rate us. Review us.
Give us more.
It's you've given us an inch, and we need 3,000 miles.
9 inches, at least.
Nicole needs 9 inches to even feel anything. Yeah. Honestly, it's a bottomless hole over
there. It is. It's an abyss. It's the Mariana Trench.
It is. We'll get to Thor later this week, but it is like at the end when Loki falls into other planet.
That was him falling into my pussy.
Yes. That's just filled with ice. That's her pussy.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that because I had some questions about that.
We do. And that is for another episode, which if you're watching live on the YouTube, we're going to stream things and stream things and stream things. But right now, we're running our filthy mouths. You know it. You love it. And that's not what we're doing. Nicole's exposing me.
We're exposing
ourselves.
We're going to run our mouths. Our mouths will be moving.
We are never not running our filthy mouths. But Nicole is exposing herself. Wait, I'm exposing myself. Nicole is exposing, to me, the
80s. Yeah. There's exposure going on.
Which is that's what we get paid in.
Yeah.
Exposure.
Speaking of exposure, you want to know what happened in the 80s? Chernobyl.
Wow, we're really starting off on a fun note. Chernobyl. Chernobyl, if you will.
Really bad time in history. But let's talk about good times in history. Let's kick it off with some fun things that happened in the 80s that you might not know about. Do you know that Princess Diana and Prince Charles got married in the 80s in 1981. And do you want to know how many people watched that shit on TV?
5 million.
1 billion people in 1981.
That never, even now when they're doing royal weddings, I don't understand why people are so obsessed with the royal family.
My mom is so fucking obsessed with Meghan Markle. She called me the other day. She's like, did you hear about Meggie? And I was like, Meggie? She's like, oh.
Like they're friends?
My mom is clinically obsessed with her. She was obsessed with Princess Diana. I think when my Princess Diana died, my mom sat Shiva. Like, it was a very dark time for her.
Well, we'll get more into that when I expose you to the 90s, even though we were all there. But, I mean,
yeah.
Who wasn't there? It was an inside job. We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
Man.
But the Royal Wedding was really big. And just to give you some context, 10 million people watched the Kardashian wedding in 2011 when Kim married Chris Humphries.
How embarrassing. That wasn't even like, suck on that.
Like,
Kim
that's
why,
like, you didn't even hit a half a billion. You didn't get close to a billion people wanted to see. You know what I think it is? I think for the same reason that like little girls are obsessed with princess movies, I think the idea of like a real life princess becoming a queen is just like, I mean, she technically didn't become the queen.
Well, no, the queen made sure that didn't happen.
Yeah. And anywho, we could go into that later. But I still do not understand, and I never will understand, the preoccupation with the royal family.
With royalty. Yeah, me neither. But speaking of princesses, 80s, isn't that when your favorite movie came out? Your Princess Bride. You're like,
yeah, Princess Bride came out in the 80s. One of the greatest movies ever known to man.
Did you see that in theaters?
No, did not see that in theaters. Saw that at some point at home. With the fam, and it was quickly a family favorite. I probably didn't watch that movie until like the 90s. I didn't see it for the first time until I was,
you were like a little bit older.
Until I was like a little bit older. I mean, there was a lot of shit that I probably saw before I should have. Like, I saw the movie The Accused, not in theaters, on TV. My mom was watching it. That's a horrific movie to expose a child to.
Dear God.
Yeah. So if you don't know
really
what that movie is,
that.
Yeah, you know, my mom was trying to expose me to the harsh realities of life as quickly
is
as
that
possible.
The one with Jodie Foster you've already talked about?
Jodie
we
Foster
don't need to die.
Jodie Foster
we
gets,
don't,
gets a sexually pin,
pinned
assaulted.
On a pinball table.
Yeah.
Pinder! That's what they called it in the 50s.
Barely,
sexual assault.
Barely can play pinball these days without coming. It is very hard.
Someone in the chat, Aaron in our Patreon-only chat, just said it completely changed his relationship with pinball as well. So lots of horrifying pinball jokes going on. This is exciting. We're one day away from, so as of yesterday, June 7th, by the time this comes out, it's been a few days, whatever. But when we're recording, June 7th in 1984, which someone pointed out, one of our patrons in the chat, and I Googled it to double check, was when the first Ghostbusters came out.
Love it. Ghostbusters was fucking amazing. Also in the 80s was Police Academy.
Police Academy. Lots of like
so
good,
goddamn funny. I feel like that was a time for like kind of almost this like slapsticky, like goofy, you know, like Airplane.
The Naked Guns.
Naked Guns. Like just that like ridiculous.
Mwah, that just good silly comedies.
Yeah. And like Naked Gun came out. O.J. Simpson was in the first Naked Gun. I don't know if he was in the second, but he was in the first Naked Gun. And that was.
I think he was in the second. Yeah.
That was before he got away with murder. By the way, I love saying the expression he got away with murder, and he literally got away with murder.
I mean, yeah, he did. And now he posts very strange videos on Twitter.
So weird.
So bizarre, just being like, I'm an influencer. And you're like, that guy killed his wife.
Yeah, no.
What's happening?
You're a murderer on the run. Just out and about.
I mean, my God. Wait, let me ask you this. Ghostbusters. Which one did you think was the hottest? Harold Ramis?
Harold Ramis was pretty hot.
If I had to rank them, I'd go Harold, Bill Murray, then Dan Aykroyd, and then does Rick Moranis count?
No, not at all. He barely counts as anything. I always just loved how awkward Bill Murray's character was. I've always just loved how awkward he is, period. So I kind of like really liked him. But Harold Ramis, I mean, what a fucking fox.
I mean, what a babe back in the day. Like, mwah.
Just a chef's kiss. Okay, wait, more facts. Ready? The first commercial cell phone weighed 2 pounds. Do you remember the Zach Morris cell phone that he always had on Saved by the Bell?
Oh, that like giant with the, did it have the antenna that came
the
out?
Antenna. So that was the first commercial cell phone. That weighed 2 pounds. That's why Zach Morris had such good arms. He was just, he was always lifting, holding twos.
So many phone calls. He was so popular. What was your favorite, like, what kind of music do you like reminisce on from the 80s? Because, like, I know the, like, classic 80s nights, like, in college, there would be, like, 80s night at a bar, and it's all, like, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Bon Jovi. I was, like, a big classic rock person always. Like, even in, you know, like, late 80s, early, I was always obsessed with, I had older cousins who were, like, really big hippies, and they had, you know, The Doors, Janis Joplin, they were always playing those records, and I was always...
Was that 80s, or were they actually from the 70s?
Those were from the 70s, but wow. That was, like, what was considered classic rock, and in Detroit, in there was the 80s. A station, 94.7 was the classic rock station there, and I was obsessed with it. I was just so, just, I was convinced that I was supposed to have lived in the 60s and 70s. Like, it just, all the music just did so much more for me. Like, the 80s was like Michael Jackson, Madonna, like, yeah.
Prince, yeah.
I mean, I liked it, but, like, for some reason, maybe it's because, like I said, I thought my
older cousins-
Probably
just what you were listening to, and, like, yeah. They were cool.
And I thought my older cousins were so cool, and I always just, like, you know, I had friends who had, like, older siblings, and, like, they were listening to, like, you know, I remember, like, in high school in the 90s, I did, for a talent show, I did Violent Femmes, a Violent Femmes song, like a lip sync.
What do you mean? What do you mean you did? You lip sync?
I lip sync.
With a group? Were you just alone lip syncing to Violent Femmes?
Yeah, oh, my God. How depressing. I mean. What a fucking emo loser. Yeah, no. It was.
Is it that song?
It actually wasn't high school. It was camp. It was camp one summer. A Blister in the Sun.
Of course. Big Hands, I Know You're the One. That one.
Yep.
You just lip synced to that?
Yeah, and we did like a crazy dance. We like choreographed a whole dance for it.
Okay, you had a choreographed dance. Because let me just go on the record with my stance that lip syncing, not a talent. Drag queens, you're getting accolades for your costumes and your makeup from me. Yeah. But the fact that you just get up there and lip sync?
Yeah, no.
God damn it.
Nope. Okay, next fun fact. In 1984, custom agents seized 20,000 counterfeit. Tell me what you think it is.
$1 bills.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. It was a type of children's toys that very popular to girls.
In the 80s? Barbies? I don't know. What did you like in the 80s?
Cabbage Patch dolls.
Counterfeit cabbage patches?
Yeah.
That is upsetting. With fake signatures by Xavier Roberts. Was that his name?
By the way, the fact that you know that is so weird. I wasn't a cabbage patch kid. I think I had one cabbage patch kid, and because it didn't have as much hair to style as the Barbie dolls, I wasn't into them.
That's so funny. I can't believe I remember the name of cabbage. I desperately wanted, because cabbage patch kids, they were around in the 90s too. They come with their own little, like, birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. So it was a counterfeit birth certificate then.
I wanted so badly one with my birthday. Like, I was like, I want one with mine so it can be like me as a cabbage patch doll. And my dad, for my like 7th birthday, searched far and wide to find a cabbage patch that was born on the same day as me. Mm-hmm. And he finally found one. It was a black gymnast. And I was like, it's me as a Cabbage Patch doll. Amazing. Like, my dad contributed to the sales of black Cabbage Patch dolls, God willing, that hoped increase the output of them so that, you know, young black girls could have more dolls that look like them. And that was just my intro into me wishing I was a young black woman.
With that said, I wonder when the first black Barbie doll came out.
I don't know. I'm
like,
gonna Google
I'm surprised it. That, you know, Cabbage Patch Kids were race inclusive.
I mean, me too, actually. The people, I feel like they don't get enough credit for that, because people always talk about how there wasn't 1980, first black Barbie. Boom, 80s.
Crazy.
And she was just called Barbie. There was
and how long, when did Barbie first come out? Because I'm wondering how long it took for them to be like, we should probably have more than one race.
I think Barbie came out in the 50s. When? I'm Googling it right now, you guys. This is the type of high, hot action you get listening to Exposing
hot
Ourselves
action.
To Filthy Nerds. March 9th, 1959. It took 20 years, basically, for them to be like, oh, I guess maybe black people would also like dolls that look like them.
Yeah.
Not that Barbies look like literally anyone. I mean, they're like, we should also ruin body standards for young black girls. We should make them have unrealistic beauty ideals.
If there is one group of women who are the most body confident human beings I have ever met in my life, it is a black woman. Like, there is no one who knows self-love better than a black woman.
I agree. I feel like you say that and it's like, well, it's a blanket statement probably, but literally all of my black female friends,
the most empowered people I know,
I could learn a thing or two from their fucking self-love. God bless it. What? Okay, let's talk about like toys and stuff when you were a little kid, because you're like 80s.
I'm 80s
baby.
80s, 90s, I straddle the two.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Really, the ones I was like so Barbie doll heavy. I got into like She-Ra, the Princess of Power, because my brother was into He-Man. My brother was really into G.I. Joes, so I was into G.I. Joes. But one thing that I loved a lot is Legos. I loved building shit.
Wow. Legos. I remember Lincoln Logs being a thing too. I don't remember owning those, but like Legos.
Legos were so fucking, like, I mean, the amount, we have a basement in our house and the amount of Legos just strewn out across the floor at all times. Was
did
like
you
unreal?
Did you get the sets with the little people and stuff?
Yeah,
with the little like Lego people.
I remember for Hanukkah, my brother would get a set, I would get a set, and then for our birthdays, they'd get both of us, because it's like when you have kids who are close in age. When it comes to birthdays, you like, yes, the birthday kid gets great presents, but then you also have to like throw the non birthday kid a present just so they don't lose their fucking mind. So my parents.
Wow, rich people, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
My parents are like, you fucking deal with it. Your birthday's later.
Oh, that's child abuse.
It is, and that's why I'm the way I am.
But yeah, so we would get a fucking ton of Legos. And like anytime there was like a sale at Toys R Us, you know, my parents would be like, all right, let's go to fucking Toys R Us. Because my brother and I just like all we wanted to do was just play in the basement or play outside. That was like our whole thing.
Yeah. That was, I mean, life was so much different back before computers. And like, I don't even know what kids, no wonder anxiety, like the number of anxiety people with it are through the roof. Like kids are growing up in front of screens. And like, wait, let's back up a little, because I didn't really play with Legos. We got into Playmobil, and that's because in Germany, for some reason, Playmobil is like, kind of like bigger Lego looking people, but like that's just what they had.
I remember those toys.
Okay, wait, what was She-Ra? Because I don't actually know what She-Ra and He-Man are. Tell me about
She-Ra was the Princess of Power. He-Man was this guy who would, he was like fucking chiseled. He was basically like a Thor-ish guy.
Kind of like mythological?
People in the chat. He was like a mythological He-Man would do this thing where he would like raise his sword in the air. He'd be shirtless with like a fucking medallion neck thing and like the like metal cuffs. And he'd raise his sword to the sky and go, I have the power. And then like a lightning bolt would like hit his sword. And it was like, I don't know. And he was fucking the powers of Grayskull. And then She-Ra was like his counterpart, you know.
And She-Ra'd be like, me too.
Yeah, precisely. She-Ra was the Princess of Power. Anyhow,
what other cartoons did you watch, or like little kids shows? What did you grow up on?
You can't say that on television.
Oh, on Nickelodeon. I didn't know about that till I watched that
Nickelodeon
really great documentary.
Huge for me.
That's when it came out, the 80s.
Gem and the Holograms. Gem is truly outrageous. Truly, truly, truly outrageous. I remember like Care Bears. I was fucking into Care Bears. I
loved Care Bears.
I was into My Little Pony.
Did you have the toys as well?
Oh yeah, fucking yeah.
Really back then, I feel like I have like VHS tapes from I had VHS tapes from Germany because like they didn't have any cartoons, so my grandma had like recorded a couple things and sent over. So I'd be watching things on those, like on repeat, but they were like, so even later I would go back to the VHS tapes when I was a kid, and you know, it's, you know, 94, 95, and I'd be watching something that was probably recorded in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. They really nailed the like toy from the show.
Yeah.
deal.
Totally.
Do you remember? Okay, wait, we have to wrap up. This one is kind of just fun for me. There's so much more to the 80s, and
wait,
I know
really
we could
quick,
do more.
There's one toy I wanna ask you about. Do you remember Popples? They were these stuffed animals that you could like fold into themselves. They had like
I remember seeing a commercial about them, but I never had one.
Dude, I
had a glower
that I was fucking obsessed with them because you could like tuck them into themselves and then you could like use them as balls. Like you could just roll them.
Even from a young age, you just loved balls.
Oh, I've always been a big ball fan. I just remember, you know, the first time I had to take a shower with my dad because my mom wasn't home and he didn't want me to kill myself while she was out. It's so
you're like, oh, dad's got popples neath whatever this wiener is. He's got a glowworm and two popples down there.
By the way, was that a thing in your family? Like just you, if dad had to shower and mom wasn't home and he would just bring the kids into the shower. Anytime I say that, people are like, ew, that's weird. I'm like, I feel like there's, what are you supposed to do if you need to take a shower and there's only one parent?
Neglect your kids. That was the thing in my family.
Okay.
If my mom wasn't there to shower with me, my parents would put me in a bathtub and leave me there.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Fend for yourself, child." That's why you have such great survival skills.
And I didn't even know that was weird till I got older, and I was like, "Oh, kids can drown." Nobody told my parents. They probably found that out in the 80s and 90s though.
They found that out the hard way.
Yeah, there's a lot of trial and error with children. Listen. You guys, we have to go. Hey, wait, really quick. Do you remember any jingles? Because
I
remember.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. More games, more toys, more video games. It's the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up because, baby, if I did, I wouldn't
be a Toys R Us kid. Wow, you knew the whole fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
I was
you were a Toys R Us kid.
Oh, I was fucking obsessed with toys. I mean, I love toys. I was like, it was the sort of thing where my mom would be like, go to your room. And I'd be like, you mean go to my room with my Barbie dolls and my imagination? Okay.
I didn't want to leave my room.
Yeah,
I was like, my room or deep in the woods in the back of my neighborhood. That's like where I lived.
Same.
I could spend hours alone in my room.
Hours.
I want to just make time to be like, you just use your imagination. We don't do that shit anymore.
No.
Okay, listen, we've gone over and unfortunately we've got to keep it really tight. Thank you guys for listening to our little exposure to the 80s. If you are watching this right now, live on YouTube, we're going to stop this video. Keep an eye on our channel. We'll be back in a few minutes. A new video will pop up, and we are talking about Iron Man 2. That's right. If you're listening, that'll be out later this week, and you can be live in the chat helping out our conversation, reminding us of Popples and Ghostbusters and everything in between and outside of that, because it's a very small window, at patreon.com/2filthynerds. Get over there. Support the podcast. Support your favorite filthy nerds.
Yeah, come in here and talk shit to us. It's really fun. Right now, Andre's making fun of me, saying, and then she grew up to play with all kinds of toys, which is right.
Yeah.
I'm a pervert.
She is absolutely a pervert. All right, we love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.